to touch on last night, obviously you got to see the game, I'm sure, from a little bit of a different perspective. Just your overall thoughts on last night's game.
Yeah, definitely had a perspective that was different and I didn't enjoy. But I like the way the guys played. I thought we played a good, clean game. We've been playing good, clean baseball. Just hadn't been able to get on top of enough games, you know, at the end of the day with the scoreboard. But the style of play, the at-bats, been consistent. The defense has been clean. The base running has been good. You know, we've been attacking the zone. You know, we were able to fight back last night and put ourselves in position to win a ball game, but they were able to scratch a couple in the eighth and bring it home. So, I'm ready to be back in the dugout tonight.
Much like Thursday, you created opportunities offensively, 12 hits, obviously, had some chances to come back, tie the game again, win the game. I would assume there's always a benefit to knowing that you're creating opportunities with runners on base, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, that's the thing we talked about today with our staff today, just evaluating last night, but just the last couple of games. And, you know, what we're this whole game's predicated upon is creating as many advantages as you can every day. And so that's offensively, defensively, pitching, base running. And you want to make sure that you're doing all the things that allow you to give yourself the best chance. And I think we've been able to do that, specifically to your question about the offense. You get to take good at-bats, you create traffic out there. That's all we can do, you know. And so I do think that's encouraging. And typically it leads to, in my experience, done it a lot and winning a lot, leads to that and shaking hands into the game.
Xander had another really productive night. What are you seeing from Xander at the plate right now?
I'm seeing freedom. You know, I'm seeing him be in the zone, seeing him being aggressive, seeing him drop the ball and use the whole field. And when he does that, he's a really talented guy. And, you know, he tied a franchise record with 8 consecutive hits, and he's in a really good place.
Brian Hoeing had a locker in the clubhouse today. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to do something with Hoeing. We'll make a move here shortly, figure out exactly what that looks like. But this is a guy that was, you know, one of our top 5 relievers last year in a club that made a run, you know, into the postseason and had some setbacks in the offseason, setbacks in spring training, and has worked his way back to getting back. And, you know, has had up to 9 outings in his rehab, which is effectively a spring training, and he's ready to get back and compete for us and get after it.
What kind of role do you see him taking on in the bullpen? Because he is a guy that typically has had the ability to go multiple innings.
Yeah, I mean, he's built up for multiple innings. We'll look to give him a soft landing, but, you know, we've had these conversations before about when guys are going to make their debuts and when their soft landings occur, and, you know, we look for them, but the game dictates it, and other variables are attributed to it. But, you know, he was in a role last year to get out of an inning, get the next inning. You know, he's been on the ground. He's been on the ground in his rehab. We'll give him a little bit of a softer landing, but, you know, where our bullpen is now, we'll see how it looks.
Jackson Merrill out there today taking some swings. He's out there doing some work in the field. What can you tell us about his progression?
It's favorable. He's looking in a good spot, feeling good, recovered well yesterday. I know he's chomping at the bit. Tomorrow's the day he can come off legally from the concussion protocol. We'll see if medical clears that, but, you know, he's chomping the bit to get back and feeling good and looking like his old self. But we got to make sure, and rightfully make, you know, understandably, you know, ensure that he's healthy.
Jason Adams pitched more than anybody else in the majors. You see any correlation to the stretch that he's been going through to the usage?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we took advantage of some off days. We have pitched him, you know, to your point, a fair amount. You know, I think there's definitely some, you know, guys pitched a fair amount, but he feels healthy. A lot of the measurables, you know, are tracking in a very favorable situation. He's also got, you know, he's in a 189. He's pitched really well. So, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, we want to be conscious of workloads. We are. He's, you know, he's a little bit ahead, or, you know, probably 8 innings ahead of where he's on schedule for last year. You know, relative to the days off we've had and been judicious, he's also had success. So, and he feels good and he wants the ball. So it's a combination of all those things.
Is there a timeline for Suarez, the appeal process? Like, could you hear about that today, tomorrow?
He's going to get heard on Monday.
On Monday, okay.
Yep. So we'll make, you know, we're pretty adamant, but we can be as mad as we want, but we're also hopeful and we can hope as much as we want, but that there'd be a reduction in it. We feel strongly that's the case, but we'll find out Monday or Tuesday.
You mentioned Hoeing and his importance last year in your bullpen, and, like, not to overlook that, but your guys have done a pretty good job without him in the rotation. You've gotten the three guys kind of at the back. Like, what have you made of the way your pitching staff, despite some of the injuries, the guys that have been here, the way they've stepped up to fill in for those guys?
I was really pleased. I talked with the, not to be out of school, but talked with the group tomorrow at the hitters in the opposing hitters meeting with our pitchers, and a couple things. To Jeff's question about Adam. We've had the bullpen's going to take the responsibility of some of the starter, misses. Missing Michael, obviously Darvish hadn't been here. Clearly, Joe wasn't going to be here. But man, gosh, Vasquez and Kolick and Bergert have done fantastic, right? We also want to make sure, and they're starting to be more battle tested. They got some really good experiences handling them well over in a really tough environment, playoff type environment. So that's a positive moving forward for that group. But you also know that there's, when they're going to get their five innings or so, and sometimes that's my decision, sometimes that's a game decision or some combination, that's going to put some more stress on the bullpen. The other thing is we've been able to pass the ball around with the bullpen, so that's been good, and guys have been stepping up. But when you have either area, whether it's the starters or the bullpen, that has a little bit of a deficit in depth, as far as when your main guy's going down, it's going to get picked up from somewhere else. And I feel like guys have picked it up very well, and, it's not an ideal situation every night, but I do feel like, and I'm a little biased, and I'm really proud of this group. They've been taking the ball, to Jason's point, and done a lot of really good things, but also feel like we've done the best we can to take care of them and then still be competitive.